one of the stories that we've been covering quite a bit, and we'll do more so, has been very disturbing out of Michigan State University. This really kicked into high gear in the fall, and it hasn't really let up. We're getting more and more cases on the civil side involving a former MSU doc attached to the gymnastics team, formerly taught classes at MSU, Dr. Larry Nassar, no longer affiliated with the school, but was for a long time, USA Gymnastics. There have been many, many charges of sexual abuse involving this doctor, and who knew what, and when did they know it, and et cetera. More and more has come out. Just, you know, if you're a parent yourself, you wonder, how would I react to getting the news about this? What would I do? What could I have done if I had a young girl involved in a gymnastics program or any sports program where there was any hint of this? You wonder, you know, about prevention being a lot more valuable than cure. What about prevention for child sexual abuse? I know that our good friend Dr. John Braccio has some thoughts about this. Regional Psychological Services dealt with many cases involving this particularly odious kind of human behavior, and he's with me right now. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave, and really there's no greater sin or any greater, I guess, wrongdoing than really taking advantage and molesting a young child. It's you know, it certainly puts a parent on the thin line between outrage and despair even to think about it,
sure,
let alone to have it happen to, you know, to your child. But I think what a parent has to do is, early as 2 years old, you really need to begin talking to your children and really explaining to them the importance of their taking care of their bodies, being aware that they have private areas. They are called private because of that, not in terms of trying to scare them or anything, but really just to make them aware, teach them the names of their private parts, you know, vagina, penis, because a lot of times children really can't explain, because many times child sexual abuse isn't explained because the children really don't know what to say, think they might get into trouble. So if parents have an open communication from really early on, and then later, as they grow older, continue to indicate them the importance of their bodies, the importance of not having people touch their private areas. And we have to accept that it's hard to believe, Dave, but there's a 1 in 4 chance that your daughter will be molested, or 1 in 6 chance your son, over, you know, until 18 years old. So these are very serious things. Much more unlikely you'll be hit by a car or fall out of a window or something like that. So
yikes.
It's a really very serious type of a problem. And when you have, so let's take the case of Dr. Nassar, who I don't know, and obviously this is all coming out, but when you do have, let's assume for a moment, they'll just say a doctor, a person in a professional role, taking advantage of a young person is even worse, because 85% of sexual abuse is done by someone the person knows. So this is a scary area, and it's a very devastating to the parent, obviously, and certainly can be to the child. So it's really important we keep our eyes open, that we always really try to protect and look after the most precious commodity that God has sent us, or life has put in our hands, to really be offering them the best possibility of a successful and happy life.
Just for the purposes of our conversation here, and again with listeners, these are allegations against Dr. Nassar. They have not been proven in a court of law yet, but he is facing a long list of them, both on the criminal side and on now, clearly, on the civil side as well. So you were very frank there about how to talk to kids from the age of 2 up. How has that changed in just over the course of maybe a generation or so? Because it really has, that idea about having a discussion and labeling parts frankly and honestly, that has changed in our society, has it not?
Well, it really has, and I think in the past, people didn't talk about these things. And,
oh, no, yeah, you're right.
Sadly, often they were family members, and people just didn't say anything, didn't do anything. Something that happens here doesn't leave here. So I think people have become far more open and become far more aware of the potential problems. If we can take, you know, women, there are many women that have problems over a lifetime, from a range of promiscuity to really not being even the least bit comfortable with sexuality due to early abuse. So I'm just giving, you know, kind of a real negative potential outcome. So I think as parents, we want to make sure we know who our children with. If we're in, you know, in terms of physical, in terms of medical offices, call it what you were, where someone could potentially be touching your child in the private areas and an evasive type activity, to make sure that the parent is there, make sure that the doctor has someone in the room, you know, with them while they're doing any of this, these activities. Because I think it's really crucial that the parent be the guardian and make sure they're aware and have open discussion with their children. Really try to have these discussions go in a positive way where you can communicate. Because if the parents aren't communicating, the children really might not feel comfortable. And if you have a parent under the worst of conditions that wants to minimize potential problems, then you can have devastating results. So I think open-minded parents, wise parents, children being given all the necessary information, things to beware of all the way through high school. These are important things. And, you know, these are the things that often don't come forward because people are afraid. Because I've worked with many adults, and when they were younger, if the parents found out, they just said, you know, they either minimize it or they just would say, well, don't go with that person or don't do this. More of that than you might think. So I think it's a very key thing that if we know something, and I've had to do this myself, you can call protective services, you can call the police, you can go to emergency, you can, you know, have your family doctor involved. Because under the, you know, under Michigan code, you know, there is a necessity for professionals working with a child. If you're aware of something or
mandatory
or really
reporters,
believe it,
right.
you have to report. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing, I might add.
Something that I dealt with on a regular basis with DHS, and the idea, which is now DHHS, the idea of being a mandatory reporter, who is a mandatory reporter, who has to call that 24/7 centralized intake hotline. And that has to do with physical abuse, but it had to do with sexual abuse. All of these things tie in, and that's, again, my point is it's changed quite a bit in our society. We've learned a lot, but we still haven't learned enough to completely prevent it, and clearly we've got a lot to do. This has been difficult at times in your own practice. How do you, you talked about the parents being the guardian. How do you work that? You do a lot of child psychology. How do you work that in your own practice? It's not the easiest balancing act, is it?
No. One thing I do whenever I work with parents, which is often, I certainly will talk to them. Same thing with the young Dr. John here. We will talk to the persons involved, and their parents will say, and always try to advise them, make sure you're looking after your children, make sure you're looking for any signs of anything. Just making them aware is part of the work of working with the child. And this is whether or not there is particular sexual abuse, just letting the parents always be aware to look after their children, things to be aware of. What I find is there are more parents now that are tuned in to the potential problems that can occur to this and the devastating impact. And because, Dave, I'll tell you, it's amazing when I talk to adults over the years, how many of them were abused earlier sexually. We're not talking about physical, we're just talking sexual abuse. And it's the same thing with their more boys. I mean, a lot of people overlook the fact that young men are also sexually abused when they're younger. So these are things to keep an eye on. They're kind of like that undercover, the thing a lot of people don't really want to talk about, but the result on the person can be devastating. And these are the kinds of things that can carry for a generation. They can also lead to really inappropriateness behaviors of the person who's molested in the future.
Things that no one talked about before. We talk about it now. We don't like to see these headlines. Again, on the plus side, though, we are addressing it, and we have to address it because we have no choice, and it's the right thing to do. Psychologically speaking, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. You'll find the podcast at drjohnb.com. Serious topic today, serious times. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Bye-bye.